BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Friday. It's a big one. We had a last-minute visit from Lady Gaga, and she was amazing. Hear her talk about nakedness, art, and R. Kelly. Also, Real or No Real is a Gaga special to celebrate Her Majesty. The apps which force you to do things, it's pure evil, that is. And I asked the audience, is it too early to officially start Christmas? I don't think so.
BBC Radio 1.
So, earlier I tweeted that something very exciting was happening and I was rushing into Radio 1. We didn't know this was going to happen until today, but it has, and you will hear it at 1:45. Only one of the biggest pop stars in the world, Lady Gaga, came in for a chat earlier, and we will play this to you at 1:45 this afternoon.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Absolutely
actual
ridiculous.
Lady Gaga.
What's that weird smirk on your face for, Stark?
No, it's been a very weird day. Very weird.
Really weird day. Do you know what I was doing when I heard the news?
What?
Having some shreddies.
Were you?
See? And then,
what was it like? It must
terrible
have been,
indigestion now.
Because, I mean, you were here very quickly. No excuses.
Yeah. That's the thing, you see. When I need to be here quickly, I can be.
It shows, doesn't it?
So, Lady Gaga, yes. She popped in earlier for a little chat. There was some high drama, but we got here in the end.
Mm.
There was going to be a point where I was going to have to walk Lady Gaga over from her hotel, which is literally across the road from Radio 1, over a zebra crossing, and then into the Radio 1 building. It's probably, a minute walk? But obviously, there's loads of fans outside a hotel. At one point, somebody produced a high-vis jacket and a big loudhailer. It was like, right, off you go, Scott.
The highest level of management here at Radio 1 scrambled someone after the idea of getting your high-vis outfit to sort of...
I was bang up for it, but apparently it was a security risk. Yeah, ages ago, in the old building, we used to have a full-on lollipop lady outfit and also a lollipop lady stick. Like a proper one with stop on it. I remember this because we dressed Katy Perry up as it once. Picture's still online, lads. But we can't find it. Because I would have been well up for that. Imagine that, right? Me stopping the traffic and like waving through all the fans and Gaga. It would have been awesome.
But we didn't need it.
No. Got here in the end. She decided to take a car. She really wanted to walk here. But it was deemed unadvisable.
Lady Gaga's clothes and general state of wardrobe today. Discuss.
I thought it was quite normal for her.
But she was like, I don't know how best to describe this. She was very white.
Yeah, very white face.
And it was like she had like white paint on her arms.
Yes, I even got a glimpse of under her armpits at one stage and noticed that they were quite white as well. Almost like she'd put chalk underneath them. Do you see that?
Do you know what it looked like? It looked like she'd had an accident with baking.
Like, what, baking powder?
Yeah, flour had gone everywhere. Do you know what I mean?
I just hooed baking powder. I do know what you mean, but why is that unusual? Must have seen pictures of her before.
I did, but when she walked in, I wasn't sure what to say to her because...
Say hello.
I know.
She looks sometimes a little bit frail as well.
Yeah, she's... Well, they always say this. Smaller than I thought she would be. I've never met her before.
Smaller than she looks on telly.
Yeah.
So Lady Gaga came in for a little chat and she was pretty open and honest about a lot of things.
Oh, Scott, she was on form. Seriously, I feel like I learned a lot from her.
I think you did.
But I was also very confused. Like, I had to look at you at times. I think what will have to happen is we'll obviously have to play it out and then you'll have to help me with some bits.
I think that may be the same case for a lot of the audience. And also for me, sometimes you just listen to her talk and I'm like, okay... Like, when she talks about different artists, I do get a bit lost.
She loves you. It's kind of weird. I felt like a proper third wheel.
Did you? Sorry, yeah. She's nice. Chris is still looking bewildered by the whole thing.
Well, I'm just looking at a couple of the pictures now. On the Radio 1 Facebook, there's one of you and her.
Oh, yeah.
A few people saying you make quite a cute couple.
Is that the one where we've got our heads on each other's shoulders?
No, you've just got your arm around it. In fact, you don't look that impressed at all.
Do I not?
No.
Well, I thought she'd be doing, like, Gaga face. Do you know what I mean? Like...
It's like you're trying both to channel... Is it Vogue? It's like you're both trying to be over...
Is it Vogue?
Do you know what I mean?
As if you don't know! No, we're not. It was just a little picture. Like, she had to go. So, I mean, it's not the best picture. We probably could have each, you know, posed better, but that's what you got. That's what you're left with. Okay, I'm now going to play out the Lady Gaga interview. This is well last minute, and about an hour ago, we were still doing it, and then just literally went on air straight afterwards.
Perhaps, like, if I could say one thing before, because I was confused at times throughout it. If there's anything you find confusing throughout this, maybe message
then email Chris at Radio 1,
no,
and he will be able to help you out. Tweet him.
We can address some of these questions afterwards together.
All right, cool. So here are the bits we could play of our chat with Lady Gaga from earlier. Hi, Gaga.
Hello.
Thanks for the last-minute interview.
Oh, is it last minute?
Well, yeah, kind of, for me.
Oh, really?
No, but it makes it more exciting.
Okay, good.
Why have you been up so much? Like 48 hours, you were saying.
Oh, well, I'm working on a collaboration with Bob Wilson. He's an incredible theatrical director. He's a portraitist. And Marina Abramovich has been training me for some performance pieces. So I was basically just a vehicle for his portraits, posing for him for the last 48 hours. So we've been working really hard. And it was a wonderful experience. So,
wow. Yeah. How are you anyway? Good?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm
no
happy
worries.
To be I'm happy to be here, but sad to be leaving London.
I know. This is like the last thing you do before you get on a plane, right?
Yes.
Did you do anything for Halloween?
I was working through I suppose we did the most Halloween-y thing you could do. I mean, working with Bob is sort of like a séance anyway, because you're recreating we recreated, for example, the death of Marat, which is a very old painting from 1806. So, you know, when those things happen, it's like, for us, it's like allowing the spirit of the painter and the subject to come to us while we're working. So I that's pretty Halloween-y. Otherwise, it gives me anxiety, Halloween.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I don't think that I would know what to wear for Halloween if I was Lady Gaga, because it's kind of Halloween every day, right?
Yeah, it's just, well, I kind of. I mean, for me, it's such a, I get so much anxiety going out on Halloween, me and Lady Starlight, because it's just like massive bad art direction. We just get so upset. It was good. We had a great Halloween.
Yeah. My recent favorite outfits of yours, can I just go through them?
I get, yes.
Are the giant triangular fur head mask.
Oh, yeah. That's Charlie Lemindu, who's a London designer.
Awesome. And I saw some pictures of you on Tuesday having some real trouble getting into a car because of the 5 foot high feathers on your head.
Oh, yes. That's the last piece that Marc Jacobs made for the Louis Vuitton collection before he left. So
doesn't fit in a people carrier, though.
No. No, it's sometimes a challenge. It's sometimes, but, you know,
Have there been any other times where you've worn something out and you've had kind of real trouble fitting through doors, or your heels are so high that you have problems kind of bending down to meet
That's
people?
Like every single day, basically.
Really?
I mean, all the time I can't get into doorways and cars. It's always a nightmare. But that's why I have to do my Marina Eagle breathing to make it through.
What's the breathing?
We do a lot of meditative work together, right. And she just really teaches me how to breathe deeply and feel very centered when I'm working, because it gets so noisy when you become a star. And I mean, I guess that's what I am now. I mean,
you're
myself.
Definitely a star. Yeah, that's true.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's really not even just, you can't imagine the noise I've already had in my head since birth. So then on top of that, you have, you know, just the noise of, like, you know, corporations and making sure you do everything right for those reasons.
So sometimes you need to find your calm place.
Yeah, I need to find it more. Otherwise, I do drugs and alcohol. So it's much better to learn how to breathe.
What I find interesting, Gaga, is that sometimes you're covered up so much so we can hardly see you, like not even your face. And then other times we see all of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Like on the weekend at that club.
You think it's interesting?
I do. I think it's really interesting.
Oh, thank you.
But why?
Why not?
Okay.
It's a good point, actually.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Would you do that, Scott?
No. Were you actually naked at that club?
Yes.
No clothes at all?
Well, I was performing for the first time my song Venus, which is on Art Pop. So, and we've been putting out a song each week, and the label was like basically having a meltdown as I was telling them I wanted to do this. But because, you know, for me, it's like a very quick ejaculation. when you release an album that all of a sudden everything shoots out at once and you hear all the music. And I just feel like, why? Even though the album is a journey and it is composed and meant to be listened to from start to finish, there's so many different genres, and I'm sort of genre tripping as we go through. So I wanted to release a song each week so that you could get the breadth of the album. So Back to Venus and the Nudity, which is what you really want to know. Sorry, yes. I just had to throw in a little bit about the music.
No, that's good.
When we got to Venus, you know, I was performing at GAY. I wanted to give them Venus as like a gift and a thank you for, you know, always being there for me and, you know, really supporting me in the beginning, one of my earliest gigs. And when I was singing the song to them, it just was really natural. I mean, the birth of Venus, the painting, the Botticelli, she's naked and she's spawned from the sea as Uranus dropped his genitals into the foam. And in the painting that has been inspiring me, the song, as well as the Jeff Koons sculpture that's on the album cover, you know, it just was kind of just happened. It just felt, I feel safe and at certain points to do things like that. And I only do it when there's a pure intention behind it. There's always an intention. I don't like to allow things to be done that feel or... contrived or one-dimensional.
Okay. When I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, she said she found the Miley thing a bit offensive, but your performance, like on X Factor, which I know got some complaints, she didn't find that offensive at all. Because both of you weren't wearing many clothes, so what do you think the difference is?
Well, I think what I said is the intention behind the nudity, and for me, you know, it was so funny when someone told me about the complaints on X Factor. All I'm thinking is, like, this is like Alvin Ailey art theater clothing. You know, nude clothing in modern art dance is so normal.
Mm.
So I think it's more what happens is in culture, as things start to happen, the context of things start to change. And earlier in my career, to be fair, I wore similar outfits to what I wore on X Factor, and I was doing different things.
Yeah, true.
So it's about me also changing and growing as an artist and these things, you know, moving into a different space. And you couldn't imagine. And I give diarrhea to my stylist every day because there'll be like a huge warehouse full of clothing that is, you know, couture from Versace and McQueen. And I'm like, I just want to be nude. I just want to feel the spirit of the Venus. I just want to really, I really want to become the painting. And I really want to come out of the painting and sing. And he's just like, Donatella's going to kill you. And he's screaming. And
is he not worried that he's going to lose his job? Because it's quite a simple idea for him, isn't
it? No, not at all. Lose his job. I mean, no way. I mean, first of all, he's like my best friend, Brandon, in the whole world. And also, what we do is so not just about the clothes. And I know it might have felt like that for a little while and maybe still feels like that for some people, but we don't care so much what people think about what we do. Mm. I have to do it. I'll go crazy if I don't do what we do every day. And he loves to do it with me because when I'm in that headspace, he knows that when I go out there and perform that I won't perform well if I don't feel free. So, you know, it has to be what you want.
Yeah. What I recently liked at the show I saw of yours in London, I was there, was the getting changed on stage with the makeup ladies on stage as well and the wigs coming off. And I really liked that.
Thanks. That's my real House of Gaga team.
Yeah. It was incredible.
They weren't actors or anything.
Because it's a simple kind of idea, but I don't remember anyone doing that before.
Well, Bertolt Brecht did it. Sort of this idea of showing theater behind the scenes and behind the stage. And it was meant to be a metaphor to expose the corruption of the government. But, you know, for us, I think it's about us exposing the corruption of the music industry. So I know I really just want to show people or allow my fans to experience the real artistic process for us, which is what we do backstage many of the times. And then what I am on stage is always affected by the fans. I mean, it can't not be. They're such a huge life force. So, yeah, we just wanted to, that's really what Art Pop is all about. It's about showing my artistic process because, you know, because I showed up blonde with an ass, you know, people think there is no artistic process and I just shut up and sing pop songs. And even, you know, in music publications, like it makes me crazy when I see, you know, pop blogs and things, you know, really heralding very artificial, factory-driven pop music, which is fine.
Mm.
But then why can't I be what I want to be?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be either artifice or not. I think it I think the point is to play with what artifice is.
Okay. I've got a couple of questions
He's
from
like,
our...
He's like, shut up, Luke.
No, no. It's only because I've been told I've got 1 minute. That's
sorry.
Why.
It's okay.
Hey, listen, a couple of questions that your fans want to know. Kaylee wants to know, what was the last thing you purchased on the internet?
The last thing I... I bought Do What You Want With My Body, my new single.
You downloaded it?
Of course I did.
You bought your own song?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
That's so cool.
Who doesn't? I was so excited. I was waiting on the internet with all my fans. I couldn't wait Brilliant. For it to pop up.
I love that artists as big as Lady Gaga just go, oh, download. I like that one.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah. And R. Kelly as well. Where did you find him?
Well, I guess we all found him, right? A long time ago.
A while ago, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he actually is from Chicago or hails from Chicago, and I live there a lot of the time.
Mm.
And I live in a really tiny, it's actually about twice the size of this room, my apartment.
In Chicago?
Yeah, it's really small.
You could afford more, right?
Yeah, I don't like it. It interferes with my creativity.
It's okay.
Because like, there's money everywhere.
Oh, if it's too big.
The bigness of it is first of all, but then also just, you know, new marble and all that stuff. Mm. It just confuses me. I started creating, you know, just from nothing, you know, with no like parents in the industry or, I had to like learn everything on my own, you know, reading books and researching. So I really just like to be in an open space. And so anyway, back to R. Kelly. I'm living in Chicago and I got a lot of inspiration from living there. So there's, you know, these hip hop and R&B elements that started to creep into the album. My friend, producer, DJ White Shadow, he is who I worked with the album on most. He's from Chicago by way of Detroit. So it just kind of felt natural. And then also like French house music and German music, you know, it's a lot of that techno too traveled from that area. So it's like, you know, you just kind of, it just all kind of really felt natural. And I said to everyone, after Applause came out, you know, and there was, everybody always is like, it's like, I'm such a massive upset sometimes for people. And I don't really know why, or at all. But I just said, I went back to finish the album. And I said, I just want it to be good. I just want the music to be good. I don't want to hear anymore. Is it Bad Romance? What's the Bad Romance? What's the Telephone? What's the Alejandro? What's the Poker Face? What's the Just Dance? And I want to hear and get out. I'm an artist. It's time to move on. We are evolving. I am growing. Get on or off the ship. And we made Do What You Want With My Body. I wrote that song.
I love it.
I made it with Paul. And when it was done, I said, you know, well, it's an R&B song and I'm a white chick from New York. So we better call the king of R&B and see if he likes it. So we did. That's really exactly how it happened. And he loved it. And when he sang on it, it was so magical. And, you know, he's a very talented person and I feel connected to him because he's also plagued by, you know, other people's projections of what he is. And that's, you know, really what's exciting for me about this album is it's about, I feel, in a way, showing my fans how to have a more detailed and critical eye with music and with what they're looking at.
Gaga, thank you so much. I know you've got to hop on a plane now, but thank you for taking the time to come in and see us.
Thank you for having me and for asking me about my songs and really appreciate it. And
you know I always will.
I appreciate your support. You know, I mean, I sometimes feel like I'm starting from the beginning, you know, because what I do is always very different every time.
Yeah.
So I really, really appreciate you supporting me very much. Thank you.
No problem. And we're going to play Do What You Want.
And
we're going to play Do What You Want, Lady Gaga and R. Kelly right now on Radio 1. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come back and see us soon.
If I had a British accent the whole time. I've been here for a week and it's just like a form of acting habit. I just like
Do you start
myself.
Going really British?
Well, I just can't help it. It's like every single person around me talks so properly.
Really?
And yeah.
Well, even us?
Yes. And it's so hard because I went to theater school, so I'm just like trying so hard. See, look, I just said trying.
Trying so hard.
I can't do it. I need to go back to New York and be put in the trash where I belong.
Well, thank you very much, Gaga.
Thank you. Thank you, BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Listening back to it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you're doing it at the time. You're like, okay, I didn't understand all of it, but it was a really nice chat.
There's a few odd moments.
What?
Well, there's key words that suddenly come out of that, genitals being one.
Right, okay. What do you need to know about those?
Well, that, no, I know that, but okay. It just sort of threw me when
found
she...
Found them, yeah?
Something to do with art there was there.
Yeah, there's quite a lot about art.
The way she described releasing her album...
It was brilliant. I mean, I've never heard it like explained like that before.
And also Bob Wilson at the start. Now, I was like, when she said it at the time, I thought to myself, Bob Wilson, and this image... like came into my head. Didn't think much more of it then, but just Google Bob Wilson, and I'm right. The sort of ex-presenter of BBC's Grandstand.
I don't think it's him.
Ex-Arsenal footballer.
I don't think it's him. Thanks, Gaga, for coming in. Do you use apps much on your phone?
I do, actually, yeah.
What have you got?
I've kind of got an app for everything. I obviously have the BBC iPlayer radio app.
Me too, that's good, because you can listen to radio anytime you want, all from the BBC, all stations, and there's even Listen Again and podcasts on there. That's the iPlayer radio app.
I've just seen I've got one for the weather here, one for the sports.
I love a weather app, I do.
One to watch the planes.
Oh, you not got that plane one, have you?
Yeah, that, do you remember that it's the one
that's
I tried to
really
get?
That's really weird.
It's so cool.
It's not, though. It's like, serial number C566777.
I think it's wicked.
Basically, you're a plane spotter. You are.
Do you know what you can do, though? You can follow the plane from where it takes off.
I know, but it's still
literally
weird.
In real time.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then it vanishes.
It's like, just landed at Terminal 4, everybody. Look, it's from Munich via Vienna.
Why are you doing that voice?
Oh.
Why am I...
Plane spotter!
Not what I sound like.
It is... No, but that is plane spotting.
I've got one
for the trains as well.
I've got one for the boats.
No, you have not.
One for the ships.
What do you mean?
The same thing.
Oh, my God.
But with ships.
What, the Royal Duchess has just docked in Plymouth Hole.
It's good to see what's going in and out of Southampton.
Oh, my word. You actually have as well. Mm. I've got a flashlight. Look, it's not shining in your face, shining in your face.
Yeah, you're really behind with apps and things. You don't really...
No, not really, actually. I've got the weather. I've got... Oh, I've just seen YouTube. That's good. I've got the BBC News. I've got somewhere you can buy clothes. And hail taxis.
Have you got the one to park the limos?
And one to record TV shows. What's that?
Just a game I like.
All right. No, I haven't got that. Next, I've got some details of one that I think we should both download. And I'll tell you why in a minute. First, you know I love a remix on a Friday. I'll be talking to her on the chart show from the Teen Awards this weekend, and Tiny Temper, and James Arthur, and all the other stars. All right, see, these are the new U2 apps we need to get, right? I want us to download these now. Right, so this one is Evil. How hard do you find it to get out of bed in the morning?
Oh, I'm the worst at it.
Do you hit snooze?
I set about, I'm not even exaggerating here, about 15 alarms.
To get up in the morning?
To get up, and I ignore them all.
When I did early breakfast, do you remember I had those 8 alarms, which were mosque clocks? So they used to wail at you from the other side of the room. And sometimes even then I didn't make it. But that was 3 a.m. We're talking, what, 7:30?
Yeah, I mean, there's no excuse. I'm just bad, really bad with mornings.
And then when you do finally get up, you have to do it in a real rush.
Yeah.
I've got the ideal thing for you. Public humiliation. Right, so this app, every time you press snooze, it posts a message to your Facebook timeline telling your mates that you're too weak to get out of bed. I really like it.
That's quite clever.
Here's an even more sadistic one. Okay, so it's... when was the last time you went to the gym?
A while ago.
I remember when you joined the BBC gym. How's that going? No? Anyway, this one's quite straightforward. What you do is you attach your bank account to the app, and when you... Listen, when you don't go to the gym and check in, it takes money out of your account. And really then the money it collects is redistributed to other users who actually went to the gym.
Oh, that is genius.
But they're not even your mates. It's total strangers that get the cash. Right, let's both do them now. Let's go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We talked about this before. People that get really funny, normally boyfriends or girlfriends, who get really funny if you don't watch a TV show with them. And you have to lie and say, no, I didn't watch it, and then watch it again while they're there.
I know what you mean, or if you're watching it on the sly.
Yeah, so Sam in Bristol's been on, because of this show mostly, is now addicted to Meet the Russians. So, because he had a day off work yesterday, did manage to get a sneaky episode in from on demand, right? Because most of them are on demand now. So his girlfriend gets home, he's like, you haven't watched it, have you? Have you watched it without me? Have you watched Meet the Russians without me? He's like, no. And then has to watch the same episode again because some people get really funny about it. He lied and then had to watch it again with her.
Oh, rubbish.
A lot of people do this. They get really funny, especially boyfriends or girlfriends, or partners. And they're like, well, you've watched it without me now. Well, there's absolutely no point in you watching it then, is there?
But even, I mean, even if, like, that is a little bit sneaky maybe, but if, you know, if you're promising that you're going to watch something. But it's the people that get annoyed. Let's say you go and watch two series of Breaking Bad just off your own bat.
Yeah.
And you go that far in, you don't want to go all the way back again. But then, you know, your girlfriend maybe goes, why haven't you included me in this?
Yeah. It's like, well, I am allowed to watch things without you sometimes.
I bet that happens.
A lot. What, for whole series?
Mm.
Not just one or two episodes?
No, I people are ploughing on away, you know, behind
what?
Their back.
Oh, my God. What about if you've watched all of The West Wing or Entourage? There's loads of them.
Yeah.
I'm to start again now, aren't I?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, do you know what I'm going to say?
What are you saying?
I'm really late on it this year, but I want to start Christmas today.
I did think you were going to say this.
Yeah. I'm just in the mood for it.
Okay.
And it feels kind of like where we are, it's dark, getting dark already. It's quite rainy. And like when I was walking to Radio 1 today, I just had that Christmas smell that you get. It was in the air for the first time.
Do you know what? Traditionally on Radio 1, though, Christmas doesn't start until you say so. I mean, now, I'm aware that Christmas songs have already been played, though.
Yeah, because of 10-minute takeover. So Greg has played one, I think, already.
Yeah.
Didn't I even play a bit of one earlier in the year? I can't even remember why. Listeners will be able to tell me. I can't remember.
You haven't done your full sort of...
Starting it.
And to be honest, I was kind of impressed at how restrained you've been this year.
I mean, there was one year when I started in September, you know? So I've been really restrained. It's November now. Absolutely fine. Really? But I want to kind of get your opinion on this, so we'll do it through Twitter, I think. I want to do hashtag Radio 1 Christmas if you are as keen as I am for getting a Christmas song on before we finish at 4 o'clock today.
I think this is a good idea because I think... You see, I'm not sure this is such a good idea.
I'm all for it.
I know you are, but I think this will be a better indication of how everyone feels about it. Like, should we be launching Christmas properly now?
Okay, and I'll tell you what song it's going to be as well, because it's not a full-on, you know, it's not a Slade or a Wham. It kind of eases you in gently because it's also a great pop song.
So which one?
I'm saying Mariah Carey, same every year. I always play that one first.
Are we saying trending in the UK?
Yeah. Okay. Trending in UK.
Mm.
Hashtag Radio 1 Christmas. Okay, don't use the number one and don't use Xmas, right? You need to write Christmas in full. So hashtag Radio 1, that's the number one, Christmas. Hashtag Radio 1 Christmas. If, like me, you are keen to get it started today, if it doesn't trend, if people aren't interested, then it won't trend and then I'll know not to do it and we'll hold back for a while. But I am super duper keen. Hashtag Radio 1 Christmas. Do it now. I'm going to send a tweet that says hashtag Radio 1 Christmas. Rachel of Cumbria says, can you play your perfect Christmas single from last year? I can't believe that was a year ago.
God, yeah.
With Becky and that, yeah. So, that's nearer the time, I think. There are people who are making mince pies already. I think they're like the ones off of shops. They're not just making them at home. They've been on. That's Sarah and her mates. Also, a load of people are making advent calendars, so they're bang up for it. And also somebody who's listening in a department, a Christmas department in their big department store. So they're already bang on for it as well. I've already played Mariah Carey at one of my student gigs.
Have you?
Yeah, that was a freshers one. So that was like a month or so ago.
I'm sure you said that you played it in Cavos.
I did once, but I'd had a few wines. And then that was last year.
Right.
It's like, no, they weren't keen in July. Little Mix and Move on BBC Radio 1.
Cheers.
This is Scott Mills. Do you like it, Danny Howard?
Loving that on a Friday.
How are you?
Good, are you?
I'm really good. Here he is, the Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard.
Yay, hi.
What's on your actual show tomorrow?
Well, because it's Teen Awards on Sunday, I don't know if you know, but it's on Sunday. So we're doing a Rizzle Kicks Push the Tempo, because they're going to be there on Sunday.
Right.
Can't wait.
Excellent, that's then, tomorrow.
Yeah, and in the guest mix, Mr. Animals, Martin Garrix.
Martin Garrix.
Yeah. As a guest mix.
Sweet. Us tomorrow with Danny Howard on Dance Anthems from 4 o'clock.
Although I hope he doesn't bring his mum with him. And I say that because...
What, Mrs. Garrix?
Mrs. Garrix.
Why, what song was that?
Well, he's 17 years old, so to play in the clubs, he has to take his mum with him.
No way.
Yeah, so I don't know if his mum going to come into Radio 1
tomorrow. Yeah, no, that used to happen with me because I was too young to DJ.
Yeah, but now you're all right.
I'm fine now.
Yeah.
But back in the day when I started... My mum always just had to take me out there and also drop me off and sometimes stay at the radio station.
She's playing a cool mum, though.
Yeah, blatantly, yeah. Or my mum or Mrs. Garrick's?
Mrs. Garrick's.
Oh, what are you saying about my mum?
Nothing.
Yeah, everyone started, do you?
Yeah. No, last time, it was only this week that me and Scott started having a debate about his mum, and it all got messy.
I don't like it. Okay,
let's leave it.
Let's play Real or No Real. Today, because we had Lady Gaga in earlier, we were graced by the presence of Gaga.
I heard. Yeah? I was listening in the car. It's good.
Thank you. Today, it's a Gaga special. I mean, there's loads of made-up stuff about Lady Gaga, but there's loads of weird stuff that is real. So try and work out which is which from this lot.
Only the left-hand side of Lady Gaga's body is tattooed because she struck a deal with her father that she would keep at least one normal side.
Right. Mm. So even her father doesn't think she's normal.
It's so tricky, this real or no real, because she is bonkers, isn't she? So,
well, you can't say that because that's...
Okay, she's very arty.
Yeah,
you can't say creative. She is bonkers.
No, but
it's not fair, Chris.
No. But I'm saying it in the same. I'm not saying it. You know, is it bonkers? And she's very okay. She's very creative.
Creative.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But has she left the whole one side of her body free of tattoos? So the right side normal, left side art.
Danny, have you got a tattoo?
No. Have you?
You got any piercings?
I used to have my ear pierced when I was younger.
Do you?
Yeah, left ear.
It's never been for me that. Went to Ibiza once, had a henna, never, as far as it got, didn't like it.
Did it go all like bitty as well?
Yeah,
after all?
Yeah, rubbish. I went somewhere cheap. Anyway, real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Yes. Of course it is.
One side normal, one side art. Is she like one of those shampoo adverts where they only do one side of the hair? They still do those.
Oh!
That is a
shampoo advert.
Or the, I used to like the washing powder ones where it's like, we wash this in this washing powder, but also in new hair!
They still do it with teeth. You know, like they'll show two pictures of teeth and one will be with the nice toothpaste.
Any advert which has got scientists in it to prove that it works is...
Are the dentists real in that? You know, he goes, I'm a dentist and I would recommend this brand.
No, I love it. I love the dentist and I love it when they're in actual laboratories.
Sorry, just whilst we're on the talk of these adverts, there was one that was really bugging me for a while and it was the lawyers one. You know, the really serious lawyers one where they're 100% honest, 100% lawyers.
And you trip but accidentally on purpose.
But the main guy who was being a lawyer used to be an EastEnders. I recognised it. And I was like, but you're lying.
You're not a lawyer. You were an EastEnders.
Well, no, listen, because Judge Jules, we all know Judge Jules, the legendary dance DJ, is now a lawyer.
Yeah, I'm not sure the guy from EastEnders is.
Well, maybe.
But it does put you off if they're saying real lawyers and you've seen him behind the stall or behind the bar.
I saw you on EastEnders.
And what about this?
Among the many items recently reported to be on Lady Gaga's tour rider is a request for one pack of long straws, open brackets, must be extra long, close brackets.
What could they be for?
Just in case.
I'll tell you what it's for, Scott. It's so that the drink can go nowhere near the outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
And actually, a tip that I did get off Mariah Carey once, put a straw in. Mm-hmm. Does not go anywhere near the teeth or stain them.
That's a skill.
Again, so more dentist banter here.
The coffee goes directly past the teeth, completely misses them, straight into the mouth.
She was the clean side on the advert, just like the white side.
I love. We washed one side of Mariah Carey's teeth.
I love the idea of Lady Gaga being one side of the room, her drink on the other side of the room, and she's desperately trying to get the extra long straw in.
I live for the long straws.
Yeah.
And, okay, good. Long straws on her rider. Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Oh, brilliant.
Nobody knows why.
Extra long.
And what about this?
Lady Gaga's boos at this year's VMA performance were fake.
Pardon?
Her boos. Oh. People were booing her.
Oh, okay.
Not her,
Sorry, the boos. So the boos is fake.
So is that part of the show?
Don't know, I'm asking you. So it was the VMAs. There were some people going, boo, but were they real or not?
Do you know what? It's the kind of creative thing she would do.
Yeah, that is creative, yeah.
It's art, yeah. We're breaking up the misconception of...
I don't want everyone to think that I'm popular.
No.
So by creating boos, it provides two sides of the metaphor.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was in a painting once. Did you not see that painting?
Right, so that's what I'm saying. I think this is real.
I think they're all going to be real. The weirder...
Sorry, Lady Gaga, if you're listening, you know I do love you.
But the weirder they get, the more real they're going to be every time. So I'm going to say real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Although, apparently, One Direction's boos, we can confirm, were real that
night. Oh, good. Not good, but semi-good.
And next.
Lady Gaga's famous meat dress had to be stored in the fridge the night before it was worn, as it was on the turn.
Yeah.
Oh, no one wants meat on the turn.
I'm still fascinated by this meat dress.
Why?
What was going on?
Brilliant.
It's just loads of meat.
She just walked into the butcher's and was like,
wicked.
Get that, please.
I'll just have everything.
It's good, isn't it? Now, here's the thing,
That is creative.
Here's the thing, right? Because you met her today, do you like her a bit more now?
Yeah, I do.
Why though?
I don't know. I think it was just, at times I really wanted to laugh because when I find things awkward, I laugh. And at times I felt quite awkward, but I think she is really endearing.
She is, and lovely as well. And I really like her.
And she is a genius. Like, yeah. I can see that. She is a genius.
Not what you were saying after X Factor, though, was it?
No.
No. So you've turned on her, definitely. In a good way.
Not like the meat.
I think she's so creative that this is all a big joke. And one day she's going to look back and say, like...
Didn't say that to her face there, did you?
Does she get the banter? You know when you have the banter?
When you give it,
I always think she comes back with a serious answer.
Oh, no, I mean, she's very serious. She takes what she does very seriously, but she is fun. Like, she will have a laugh. She's not completely serious. Yeah.
Danny, I had a photo with her, and I, of course, did double thumbs.
Why would you do that? Don't put thumbs up on a picture of Lady Gaga.
That's better than the double point at her, like, you know, in a photo. Yeah.
Yeah, they would have done that on Capital. So... just saying. So, Lady Gaga's meat dress was on the turn, real or no real?
I can believe that, real.
Real.
That one's real.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's so avant-garde, we didn't need to make up any weird stuff. All of the real or no reals today were real. At the end of that...
I got 40, Danny got 30.
It's becoming a tradition that I'll just lose every
week. Oh, Danny.
No.
He's back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yes, I am.
And the Teen Awards.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Are DJing. You warming up again?
Warming up again.
I love that when you do that.
I can't wait.
What a week it's been on this show. So on the Radio 1 YouTube channel at the moment, when we met the Russians, just casually hanging out with some Russian billionaires, brilliant video. Mm-hmm. Watch as we take them to the 99p shop and they don't understand what 99p is. Also, glow-in-the-dark innuendo bingo from yesterday, which is a visual treat, and just added on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. By the way, this is not for young ears, but if you are a fan of Lady Gaga on the Radio 1 YouTube channel... It's on there now. Lady Gaga talks to Scott Mills, and this is the unedited version. Here's a little bit of what she talks about, but I've dipped the words.
You know, when you're riding that in and it's pulsing, it's relentless through the song, and it's sort of the difference between a guy, you know, on the body and like being... So for some, you know...
I feel like I'm learning a lot here.
Yeah, you are.
So you are, really?
Yeah.
No, yeah, he is. Oh, believe me, look at him, he is.
He's like, about sex or about music? I'm not sure.
Both.
Learning sex with Lady Gaga. Like I say, it's not for young ears, but if you are a fan of Gaga, then go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel now and hear the interval in full, including some of the stuff that we could not play on air today. Well, it looks like hashtag Radio 1 Christmas is trending worldwide. I know I'm a bit late this year. Sometimes it's been as early as September. But I'd like to say, from me, Scott Mills, and all here at BBC Radio 1, Merry Christmas. And here's Mariah. Told you was loading it. So that was Friday's show. Hit subscribe and you will get this podcast every single time a new one appears. Monday afternoon from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, it's all about the Teen Awards.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.